we can look back with pride and said, we did it as a community. We waited for people to come and save us. No one was going to save us, so we had to do it ourselves.
That's County Executive Polenkar, son and grandson of a steel plant worker, saying why the county pushed to get something done, using its own cash, and then money from Albany and Washington. The meeting last night was told a lot was done this year and much more will be done in the new year. That includes a new plant for TMP Technologies, which will have around 100 workers within a very few years. There's also an extension of the Shoreline Bike Trail, which already runs to the newly installed Dona Street across the Bethlehem site. Deputy County Executive Maria White says daily commuters are seeing changes.
Given the role that it played in the collective psyche of the region over the course of, you know, an entire generation, it is important to take note of the change. And tens of thousands of commuters drive by that Bethlehem Steel property every day, twice a day, coming in from the South Towns. And to see the bike path there, know the recreational opportunities, know the future prospects for job and employment opportunities.
Those commuters have watched as the old steel plant fence disappeared, as the bike trail was installed, and much of the rail network moved away from Route 5, deeper into the vast site. The land is being altered for light industrial plants right along the highway, medium further back, and plenty of land much further back, toward where windmills tower over the landscape and solar cells pump out electricity. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.